Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Psachim Daf Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the fourth and then the fifth Mishnayot of this, the final parak, the tenth parak. Mazgulo Kos Sheni. So we said that they would pour now a second cup, because so far we covered the first cup in Kiddush and all of the foods that are brought out and the first dipping. And now, Chana ben Shuel Aviv. Here the son asks his father, Vim ein dat baben aviv lamdo. And if the son doesn't know how to ask, then father coaches him. He asks him one question, which is, why is this night so different? And then he points out four ways in which it's different. Tonight there's only matzah. Tonight we eat maror. Every other night we eat meat that's roasted or baked or cooked or boiled. Not baked, but boiled. All the meat tonight is roasted. Every other night we either dip once or don't dip at all. Tonight we dip twice. And the father then teaches him based on the son's ability to absorb. He tells the story starting with deprecation and leading up to praise. And he begins by expounding on the parsha of Arami Oved Avi in Mikra Bikurim Dvarim Chafav until he completes the entire parasha. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Chacham beno shoalo. If the son is wise, then he asks him. If he's not, ishto shoalto, then his wife should ask him. If his wife isn't wise enough to ask, or if he's alone, he asks himself. It has to be answer-response. The mitzvah of Haggadah is called question-response. Even if you have two great scholars who know Hachot Pesach, they still have to ask each other. So Matkif the Rav, he challenges. What, every night you have to dip once? That's the proper nusach. Every other night we're not obligated to dip even once. Tonight we're obligated to dip twice. What little kids know about a chiyuv? Most nights, not that we're not chayiv, most nights we don't dip at all. Tonight we're going to dip twice. The fact that it's chiyuv or not is not something little kids understand. My bignut, what's the degradation that we read about? Rav says that originally we were pagans and then God brought us close. Shmuel Amar Vadim Hayinu, that we were slaves and God freed us. Nachman Adar Rav Day. So Nachman told his servant, if a master frees his slave and then gives him gold and silver, my boy, what should he say? Amar Le, boy, do the Shavuchi, you should praise him. He said, now we don't have to say Manishtana anymore, we've already had the call and response. Patach Mamar Avadim Hayinu began to recite Avadim Hayinu. Okay, the next Mishnah. Anybody who does not declare or explain these three things about the Pesach has not fulfilled his obligation. Pesach The interested reader should take a look at Goldschmidt's Haggadah for some interesting historic insights into this particular statement. Pesach, what's that? Al shum shpasach ha-makom ha-tev ha-tev mitzvayim shenemar. Pesach hu la-adonai shpasach ha-tev ne-yisrael mitzvayim, etc. So in the answer about why we do a Korban Pesach, there is a declaration. V'martem, that God passed over our houses. Matzah al shum shenigalu ha-tev mitzvayim, because we were redeemed. And in some versions, there's a pasuk quoted. I put it on the page in any case. And maror al shum shemeru hamitzrim el chayei avotenu b'mitzrayim. And again, in some verses, there is the pasuk quoted from Shmot Aleph, I marut chayehem. So b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam leharot or lirot et atzmo ki yatsa mimitzrayim. In every generation, a person should view himself or show himself as if he just came out of Egypt. Shenemar v'ogat v'in chabim v'holim mor b'avuzeh asad v'nai li. You have to tell your son, this is what God did for me. And that's pretty much the nusach that we have in our Haggadot at the end of the Haggadah, at the telling the story. And then Adichanu Omer. Now, how much of Hallel do you actually say at that point? The first paragraph. The first two paragraphs. And then afterwards you have a bracha of Geulah, which is Ritofram Asher Galanu Galat Avotenu Mitzrayim. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Cholam, who redeemed us and our ancestors from Egypt. Stop. V'lechotem, there was no chatimah to that bracha. Bekiva would add, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Cholam, Avotenu Gevim Odim Gevim Achirim Gevim Kavotenu Shalom. It's not only about the past, but God should bring us to future festivals. Smechim V'nyanu Rechav V'simim V'arodach V'chal Sham Min Hazvachim V'apsachim Shagia Adolam, etc., etc. Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, he would say the whole nusach that we have, and therefore that it was a chatimah because there are multiple themes and it was long. Okay, Amar Rava. So you have to say that God took us out of Egypt. When you declare matzah in Rabbi Gamliel's formulation, you have to pick it up. Pick up maror. Basar, but you don't pick up the meat that represents the korban pesach. You're not allowed to pick it up because it looks like you're eating kodshim outside of the mikdash. And a blind person is exempt from Haggadah because k'tiv acha bavur zeh. You say bavur zeh asha Hashem li uchtiv hatam b'neinu zeh. That in the Ben Sor Mora, the parents have to say this son of ours. Malan prat l'sumain. Blind parents cannot have Ben Sor Mora, cannot be involved. Havkan prat l'sumin. So in the eighth parak of Sanhedrin, we learn from b'neinu zeh that they can't be blind. So, ain't is that true? I'm Ramer Shiltin Rabbanon Dever of Yosef. I asked the students of Yosef, the famous blind teacher. Man Ragadat Taber of Yosef. Who does, says the Haggadah there? I'm Rav Yosef. He does. Man Ragadat Taber of Sheshet. Rav Sheshet, the other famous blind teacher. I'm Rav Sheshet. He teaches it. So, therefore, you see that these blind men were taking the Haggadah and being motzi everybody. So, Kazer, Sav Rabbanon, Matzah Bizman Azed Rabbanon. Must be that they held that even Matzah Bizman Azed Rabbanon. And therefore, a blind person could do it. So he disagreed because he said it's Zoraita, and therefore he says a Suma cannot do it because he's not obligated on the same level. And he himself said Matzah is Darabanan. So he says, Kesavra called Tikkun Rabbanan came to write the Tikkun. He said, yes, he felt it was all Darabanan Bizman Azed too. Without a Korban Pesach, the entire Seder is Darabanan. But he said the Rabbanan established it like a Doraita, therefore they exempted blind people. So how could Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshet should say the Haggadah and lead it? They certainly know the principle that whenever Rabbanan make an ordain a law, they do it in along the line, the contours of a Doraita. Think of in the case of the Summa. They just rejected the Limud. So in the case of the Ben Sor Moreh, could have said Bnei Nuhu, and they said Bnei Nuzeh, Shvamina Pratla Suminu Data. It's teaching you that it's excluding blind parents who can't point to their son and say Zeh. Hachi La Bavur Zeh Mailichto. But here, you can't say Bavur Zeh Seh Shemli. There's nothing else to write. Al Bavur Matzah Moreh Data. It's there to say that Hashem took us out to eat Matzah Moreh. So the Zeh isn't meaning to exclude blind people. So they just disregarded this Limud. Okay. So the nusach of the bracha, which is given of Chistam of Yochanan, Hallelujah, v'kesya v'didah chatein. So you notice at the end of that line it says Hallelujah. What's the status of the word Hallelujah? Is that one word or is it two words? In which the second one is Hashem Hashem. Rama kesya merchavya chatein. Rama merchavya belvai. That's the only one that's one, meaning a single name. Ibalu merchav yal Rav Chistamai. Rav Chista didn't address Merchavya. He's the one who quoted Rav Yochanan. What does he think? Teku, we don't know. Meaning, can it be erased, etc. Vayelu Yedidya leRav Mai. Rav didn't address Yedidya. Shlomo's other name. Toshma deRav Yedidya nechlak lishnaim. Right? You could be written separately. The fichach Yedid Chol and Ya Kodesh. The word Yedid is Chol and then Ya is Kodesh. Vayelu Hallelujah leRav Mai. What about Hallelujah? The core question. Toshma Damarav, Chazina Tili Deve Chaviva, Tibu Hallelu B'chad Gisa V'ya B'chad Gisa. I saw that in his board it wrote Hallelu on one side and Ya on the other side. Pliga Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, my Hallelujah, Halluhu B'hilulim Harbe. Hallelujah doesn't mean Hallelu et Hashem, but praise him with lots of praises. It's like super praise, but not mentioning Hashem's name. That there's 10 phrases of praise in Tehillim, and it's all again. Give me more. Shir b'ashrei, b'tehillah, b'tefillah, b'hallelujah. Because Hallelujah includes Hashem's name along with the praise. So that means that he held that it really was okay. I'm reviewed. I'm Shmuel. Shir Shabbat Torah, Moshe Yisrael Amaruhu B'Shah Shalom V'Nayam. Who said Shirat Hayam? Moshe Yisrael when they came out of Yam Suf. Hallel Zemi Amaruhu. Who composed Hallel? The answer is the prophets among them, seemingly at Yitzhak Mitzrayim, established it for Yisrael. That they should say it at several junctures during the year, and every time that there is trouble that comes, when they're redeemed, or Tanya, Rameh Omer, Kol Tishbachot Amor B'Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Amran. David composed all of the praises in Tehillim, Shenar Kolut Tfilot David Ben Yishai. It's in the middle of Tehillim. That's all Tfilot David Ben Yishai. Kolu Ela Kol Elu. So it's not Kolu finished, but Kol Elu, all of these are. Halel Zem Yamaros, who said Halel? Rabbi Yosef Alazar Ben Yomer said, my son Alazar says, Shizal Mubishah Shal Ben Yam. He said, Ben Yisrael said it when they came out of Yamsuf. They composed Halel. And his colleagues disagree, and they say David composed it. And I think he's right. Why? If Shai Yisrael shachtut pischen and anu lavan v'lam rushira, can you imagine Bnei Yisrael in Egypt shechting their Pesach or shechting their lulavim? And even when they first come to Eretz Yisrael, way before David is around, and they didn't say shira. The racher pislo shal micha omed bevechi Yisrael amim et ha'halel. That we had a tradition that at the time Pesach Michan shoftim yodchet. That Am Yisrael was saying Hallel, which is well before David. Tan Rabbanan, Kol Shiur Tishbachot Shamar David to say for Tehillim, Rabbi Elazar Omer Keneged Atzmol Amaran. He was saying, corresponding to himself, Rishu Omer Keneged Tzibur Amaran. He said it for the Tzibur. Some and some this way. Rabbi Lashon Yachid, when they're said in the singular, Keneged Atzmol, Rabbi Lashon Rabim, Keneged Tzibur, for the salvation of himself, for the salvation of, the thanking God for salvation of the Tzibur. Nitzuach v'nigun, when it says laminatzeach, latid lavo. That's something for the future. Maskil, whenever you say maskil of David, for instance, in Kuf Membet, ayideh torgaman. It means it was presented through a torgaman. David mizmor, meaning malamit shatel av shechina v'charka chamar shira. Meaning that the shechina came and enlivened him, gave him ruach hakodesh. Then he said shira. Mizmor of David malamit shamar shira v'charkach shatel av shechina. So the David mizmor, the Shechina came first. Mizmor David means start saying Shira, then the Shechina came. Melcha she'en Shechina Shrolin toch atzud, toch atzvut, toch schok, the Shechina does not rest on somebody from laziness, or who's sad, or who's silly, v'l'betoch kalit rosh, v'lo betoch dvarim v'tili, or for wasteful things, toch dvar shimsah, shimcha shal mitzvah, and only when you're involved in simcha shal mitzvah, shenemar, in Elisha's case, when he was going to give nevuah to Shafar, v'atuk chulim and again, v'ayakan again and again, alav yad Adonai. So Elisha had them bring the musician, and after the musician was playing, then he had the nevuah telling them to go ahead with the war against Moab. Amar v'yud amarav, v'chein the dvar halacha. Same thing about halacha, a dvar halacha. Amarav Nachman, v'chein the chalom tov. Also to have a good dream. Any amarav gita amarav called v'chacham and shevet v'nei rabbi and sotav notfot mar. Any student who's sitting in front of his teacher and isn't filled with fear, Tichvena, his lips will burn. Shneimar siftotav shoshanim notfot mor over. Okay, shoshanim ela sheshanim, not roses shoshanim or lilies, but rather sheshanim. I'll take a mor over ela mar over. So he should be filled with bitterness and fear. Lokash habarav habatalmida. You're right. The student should be in awe. The rebbe should be happy. Baitem habarav koth could be the teacher. Lokasha hamakamene patach before he begins. After he's teaching, the rabbi used to start off his shiur with a joke and get them in a good mood. Then he would sit in fear of heaven and he would start teaching. Who's the composer of Hallel? So we already saw two opinions, either Bnei Yisrael when they left Egypt or David. Don't save us for ourselves. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu, I will save you for my sake, God says. He said it was Yeshua and Israel when they're fighting the kings of Canaan, etc. It's the same call and response. When Sisera was fighting against Dvoram Barak and Har Tavor, notice David is skipped here. When Sancheriv attacked Yerushalayim in 701 BCE, so Chizkiyahu and his people said the Shira, they said Lo Lanu, and they, and Ruach HaKodesh said Lamani, Lamani. Now we skip to Galut Bavel. Hey Marulolanu, when they were thrown into the fiery pit because of not doing what Azar, they said, save us, not for our own sake. And Ruach HaKodesh said, Lamani, Lamani. Here we see Tehillim being composed very late. In Bayit Sheni period, Mordechai and Esther said it when Haman had his decree. They said, Lolanu, and the Ruach HaKodesh said, Lamani, Lamani. V'chachamim omrim nevim shebeneihem, which again seems to be going back to Yitzhiat Mitzrayim. To know the Israel shu omrim oto al koper koper kva kol tzara v'tzara shalot tavo alehem, the Israel shu nigalim omrim oto al gu'ulatan. One small little point here is that it's clear from this sugya that it was not a consensus, a point of consensus, that David was the sole composer of Tehillim. We already saw this in Babatra, that there were numerous contributors to Tehillim. But according to the Sugya and Babatra, David was the last contributor. According to this Sugya, we had contributions much later than David, as late possibly as Shushan HaBirah being added to Tehillim. Okay, Amar Chista, Haluyah Sof Pirka. When you see the word Haluyah, you know you're at the end of a song. Amar Avuna Amar Haluyah Resh Pirka. It's the beginning of a song. Amar Chista, Chazina Luhu Letila Dever of Chanein Babrav. I saw it in his notebook. Tachtiva Haluyah Vemtza Pirka. Haluyah is in the middle of a parak. Alma Mesafkale. He wasn't sure. So if he had Haluyah, he'd write the part before the other part after it on one piece. Chin Barava, Kol Modim, Betilat Hashem Yidavir Pirach, Kvasar Shem Kvachal Lam Vayed. So they had a Haluyah de Batre Resh Pirka. I mean, Haluyah Halinafshi, Kuf Mem Vav. That's the beginning of a new parak. Rasha Yerabachat Shinav Yachrok, Venomasta, Avad Rasha Tovedu, Haluyah de Batre Resh Pirka. The one after that, in Kuf Yod Gimel, is Resh Pirka, is meaning of Halo. Rishamdim Veit Adonai, Haluyah de Batre Resh Pirka. And Kuf Lamed Hei, the Haluyah after that is the beginning of a parak. In ours, it's not, because that's the Hodu. Kray Musafin Afetelu. So the Karaim, the Tanakh experts, would add the following. Minacha Baderach Ishtal, Ken Yarim Rosh, the Haluyah afterwards is the beginning of the next parak. Meaning, when you see it all strung together, you know, Haluyah is the beginning of a new parak. It tells us also that the way that the Tehillim were written was, all of Tehillim were written together, and you had to figure out where the new parak started, and Haluyah was the question. That's Kuf Yod Bet, the beginning of Kuf Yod Bet. Neimar Ketanoi, Adheichanu Omer. Maybe this follows the Machloka B'Cham Ben Hillel in our Mishnah. Shamarim Ad Eim Avadim Sveicha, V'Til Omrim, Achal Mishtamayin Omayim. V'Tan Yachar Rechonu Rehav, Shamarim Ad, V'Tzeit Yisrael Mitzvayim, V'Til Omrim, Ad Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. Because in this other version, they're marking the beginning of the next parak, and in our Mishnah, they're beginning the end of their parak. My love, Bakim Pagumon, the Marim Avadim Sveicha, Sava Hallelujah, maybe the first, or the version our Mishnah, says Hallelujah is always Resh Pirka. Amanda Ma Ad B'Tzeit Yisrael, the one who mentions the beginning of the next parak, Hallelujah Sof Pirka, the Hallelujah is always the end of a parak. So, Chesed Matar Zatamei, the Chuli Amasari, Hallelujah Sof Pirka. Yes, everybody agrees with me that Hallelujah is always the end of a parak. Amanda Ma Ad B'Tzeit Yisrael, Shapir. So, the one who said you say until B'Tzeit Yisrael means you say through Hallelujah. Amanda Ma Ad Evim Smecha, they said Ad V'Ad V'Chal, he meant up to there and including that. But Ema Ad Hallelujah, V'Chitem Ralei, I didn't, hey Hallelujah, if he just said you say until Hallelujah, then you wouldn't know which one. Hallelujah, Shalom Adim Secha, say that. So Kasha, it should have said that. Rabbi Avuna Vitaritz Tameh, he who says Hallelujah is at the beginning, says, Dukuliyam Hallelujah Resh Pirka, Hallelujah is always the beginning. Mandam Adim Adim Secha, Shapir. Because he's saying, Adim Adim Secha, the next one is Hallelujah, but say Yisrael Mitzrayim. Mandam Ad, but say Yisrael, Savra Ad, Velo Ad Bichlal. He's saying, you start from just before this. Nema Ad Hallelujah, Nema Ad Hallelujah, Nema Ad Hallelujah, Shabbat Seit Yisrael, why didn't you say Hallelujah, but say Yisrael? Kasha. So both of them have that same problem. Chotem Bagi'ula. The Mishnah then said that you end off with Baruch Hashem Gal, Hashem Galanu, Galat Avotenu, Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kriyat Shema Hallel. When we say Birchot Kriyat Shema, we say Gal Yisrael. And in Hallel, at Pesach at night, we say Gal Yisrael. It's Sluta, but in Davening, we say Goel Yisrael. Because that's a request. My time at Durachmaninu. When we say Kiddusha, Asher Kiddushan Mitzvotav Vitzivanu, he sanctified us and commanded us. Ditzlota, when we're davening, we say Kadshenu Mitzvotecha. My Tama, again, Rachmaninu, that's a request. So we're making a declaration that God sanctified us, or that God redeemed us. Here we're saying, please redeem us, please sanctify us. When you say Kiddush every Friday night, you have to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. They're both remembrances. In davening we say, he who makes the redemption flower. The haftarta magen David, and haftara, we say in the parallel bracha magen David. Asiti the Hashem gadol kashem agdol kashem aretz. Hashem says to David when he says he can't build the Beit HaMikdash, I'm going to make a great name for you. V'yosef zel shamim magen David. What does it mean? I'm going to make a great name for you because there'll be a bracha magen David. I'm Rishim and Lakish. Eschal goy gadol. When Hashem says to Amram, I'll make a great nation. Zel shamim Elohei Avraham. Avarechacha, bless you. Zel shamim Elohei Yitzchak. V'agalah shemecha. Zel shamim Elohei Yaakov. Good. I might think that at the end you would say Magen Avot. You'll be the bracha, and therefore the Chatima is Magen Avraham. Okay, Amarava. Ashkechtina l'savet Pumbadita. I saw the elders of Pumbadita, the Yatvi coming. They said, "Bishamta on Shabbat, Kiddusha, Mekadesh Shabbat." We always say Mekadesh Shabbat, whether in Kiddush or in Tfilah. B'yom etava mitzvot ben kiddusha mekadesh shal hazmanim. On Yom Tov, we always say mekadesh shal hazmanim, both kiddush and tefillah. V'aminu on, and I said to them, adrabe, tzlota ben mishavda miyom etava, always in davening. Shabbat and Yom Tov, we said mekadesh Yisrael. Interesting. Mekiddusha b'shamta mekadesh shabbat, kiddusha Friday night, we say mekadesh shabbat, b'yom etava mekadesh shal hazmanim. As I agreed with them about kiddush, but in tefillah, I said it's always mekadesh Yisrael. And I'll tell you my reason and your reason. Your reason is Shabbat Kviya V'Kayma. Shabbat's always set. God sanctified Shabbat even before people are around. Yom Tavid Yisrael when it comes to Yom Tov, we saw this in Beitz also in Brachot. Am Yisrael is Koveya the times and the months and the years. Therefore, it's V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. But Tama Didi, what's my reason? Sluta the Rab Mita, we're davening publicly, so it's Mekadesh Yisrael, he sanctifies Yisrael. Kiddush to be Achidita, but Kiddush on the other hand, it's private, it's at home. Shabbat Kaddish, Rabbi Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. Velohi, and now we reject Rab. Sluta be Achid Mileta, we don't say Tfilah quietly. Kiddush of Rabbi Mileta, we don't have Kiddush publicly. For Rabbi Sabra Zil Batarikar, he said the main thing in Tfilah is public, main thing in Tfilah, and Kiddush is private. So he went in front of him in tefillah, Amar Kasav Pumadita. And he said, like Kasav Pumadita, he said, Mekadesh Shal Hazmanim or Mekadesh HaShabbat. V'lo Amar Le'v'lo Midi. And Rava didn't say anything to correct him and say he should say Mekadesh Yisrael in tefillah. Amar Hadar Be'Rava. So you see that Rava changed his mind and accepted Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. Natan Avua Deravuna Bered Rav Natan Nachit Kamei Derav Papa. He went to say tefillah in front of Rav Papa. Amar Kasav Pumadita. He also said Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. Shavkar Papa, Papa said, you said well, even though Papa was, of course, a student of Rava. I'm Ravina, Ana Ikla, the Surah, Kameh de Meremar. I came to Surah in front of Meremar. Vanachit Kameh Shlucha de Tzibur. I went in front of the Tzibur, because I'm Vadita. And he said, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. I'm a Shatku, Lekuli Alman. Everybody's trying to silence him. I'm Alahu, and Meremar said, Shavku, leave him alone. Hilchata Kasab Vadita. That's the halacha. And then they stopped silencing him and allowed him to continue. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll go now to the Kol Shlishi in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.